Part 4, Section 20. Lua's schemes go astray. It wasn't always possible for Lua to follow Abdu'l-Bahá everywhere he travelled, but she did her best. In fact, one of Lua's greatest joys was thinking up new ways by which she could be with Abdu'l-Bahá in his journeys throughout America. She longed to be in his presence at all times. This took a great deal of scheming on her part. Abdu'l-Bahá was well aware of Lua's love-inspired little plots. Once in Haifa, as she was preparing to leave him, Abdu'l-Bahá is reported to have said laughingly, "Will you begin to scheme to find a way to return here as soon as you reach America?" "No, beloved master," Lua answered honestly. "I shall begin scheming as soon as I'm on the boat." Abdu'l-Bahá spent the months of June and July in New York. These were days of delight for Lua. Late in June, however, Abdu'l-Bahá called Lua to him and broke the news that he wanted her to go to California to do some teaching work for the faith. Lua was frantic. She didn't want to leave him. She was so eager to be with him, she would frequently forget the lesson of patience which he was trying to teach her. Lua went to see her dear friend Juliet Thompson, her fellow conspirator in these attempts to be near the master. Lua explained another of her schemes. She knew that Abdu'l-Bahá had asked Juliet to paint a portrait of her. Since this was a portrait which Abdu'l-Bahá had himself requested, it was a wonderful indication of the great love he had for Lua. Lua's plot revolved around this painting. "Julia," she said, "the master has told you to paint my portrait. Please, dear, tell him that you can't paint my portrait if I'm in California." "He knows that. But if you remind him, perhaps he'll think it's more important for me to be here with him." "The important thing," Juliet said, "is to be obedient to the master." "I am obedient to the master. I'm going to California. But a little later on, when I can't possibly be with Abdu'l-Bahá." "Lua, please." It was impossible for Juliet to refuse Lua when she was so persuasive. So Juliet went to the master. She told Abdu'l-Bahá that she couldn't paint Lua's portrait if Lua were far off in California. The master laughed heartily and told her to tell Lua that she would be back in New York again in a year and that her portrait could be painted then. His final instructions were, "Tell Lua to go to California." Juliet delivered this message. Lua sighed and accepted the inevitable. But she didn't go to California immediately because Abdu'l-Bahá was leaving the next day for Montclair, New Jersey, and Lua wanted to go there instead. For just this one last time. After all, New Jersey was west of New York and was on the way towards California. "Come on, Julia," Lua urged. "Let's go to Montclair to see Abdu'l-Bahá." Juliet was shocked. "But we can't do that, Lua," she told her friend. "We haven't been invited. Besides, we have to go, you have to go to California." "But we have a perfect excuse," Lua insisted. "You have all the proofs of those recent photographs which were taken of Abdu'l-Bahá. He should see them so that he can approve of them." "Do you really think so?" Juliet asked. She was beginning to weaken herself. Lua was very persuasive. "Of course, dear," Lua assured her, and off they went to Montclair together. The master looked at the photographs, but he didn't look at Lua.